And I think just to put a historic spin on your comments, because I love them and I want to be positive as well, is economics continues to play a part in the arts. And how does someone, anyone, make a living in art? And what compromises are required to do that? Are you creating your own body of work, or are you creating for a commission? And those kinds of trade-offs are happening today as much as in history. And I think it will continue to happen for the most typical artists out there. And it's a real pressure. And I hope we're moving away from ideas of highbrow and lowbrow art. I hope we're moving away from that.
Me too.
But I do think that, I do think the economics are an incredible pressure on most artists today.
No, and that sustains regardless of gender.
Absolutely.
Or ethnic boundary.
Yes.
But it is, it's exacerbated. If you're a minority artist, a female artist, there's just the political economic realities of the world. You'd like to think that they're shifting. I mean, we're being very optimistic, which is good. I think that in 100 years on this show, we'll look back and Rena's talk will be very, very different as to how it might be. But point taken too, that history doesn't necessarily show that the plight of an artist is ever ending. If you go back, I mean, same idea. We don't have tons of time left, but I mean, if you go back to the prior 100 years or farther than that, it's pretty similar to this 100-year snapshot that you've given. I don't want to exaggerate. You guys are the experts, but how is the prior 100 years quite similar to this period of time you're covering?
I think it's very similar, and maybe there were less women working. Men still had to make the choice. Do I paint portraits because that's my dollar bill? Or do I paint some great history painting that makes a commentary that's going to last the ages and is going to be in the Capitol Rotunda? Well, those are pretty competitive. And how many people actually get awarded that? And so lots and lots of people painted portraits and still life paintings and the kinds of paintings that just put bread on the table.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting bread on my table by teaching and doing commissions and making my work. You have to do it all. It's if you go back to even just our foundation and you think about famous male artists like Michelangelo, it's just like he was a jack of all trades. You know, he also collaborated with architects, and the Pope treated him terribly, and he ended up having to paint, never wanted to paint. And, you know, that the struggle to actually make a living and also make a mark, they go hand in hand. And sometimes you say to yourself as an artist, why am I wasting my time on this particular thing when I would rather be doing this grandiose idea? Well, you have to make the money. You can't do it without money. You know, you're producing, and production costs money.
The other thing that's been scrolling through my feed this month, this Women's History Month, is that challenge to list female artists. And I don't think we should have a competition necessarily, but rather just because you're both current female artists, intellectuals, visual arts experts, you know, what would be some visual artists that you would want people to know about if they were in, let's say, some kind of civil bar fight to list as many prominent female artists as they could? I mean, favorites of yours, people who you think deserve more recognition than they have, whether it's way back in history or friends and peers.
So I'll give a little historical spin and let you take the contemporary.
Sure.
I would really want people to know Sophonisba Anguissola. Sophonisba Anguissola really established a painting tradition for her family. She was quite the breakthrough, and she made incredible paintings of her sisters and showing what it was like for life as women in that time. And then she became the court painter for Spain. Hello, big jump. Just amazing thing for a woman from the Italian region. And also Artemisia Gentileschi, who painted out of personal pain, who took subjects that had been rendered before and made them guttural and visceral and vivid and bloody and so alive that, you know, they're just not a dead Bible story at all in her hands. Those would be two that I would point out.
Wow.
Yeah. to think about a few artists who really impacted me. Cindy Sherman was someone who I always looked up to when I was in my early studies for literally re-photographing herself in history paintings, and then transforming her own appearance over and over. And I mean, she is famous, so I think a lot of people know her who study contemporary art, but I love how recently she's doing work about aging.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you can talk about how your body changes over time and your own expectations for it and how society views you, she's captured herself in these very odd ways where she appears just like she's a little bit like not put together and has mm-hmm. like these overwhelming pearls on and seems feeble, and she seems like her skin is tanned over way too many times. And I think showing like the disgust behind the mask of beauty is really interesting. And in terms of just Yui Kusama is getting a lot of attention right now for just being the dot artist and showing herself more in costume in this really playful way, I think is interesting to see. I guess for me, like women discussing age over time throughout their careers is really fascinating to mm-hmm. me, because she's done exactly that too. Like she becomes more bold and more saturated every year somehow. And it's almost as if she's saying, the older I get, the more powerful I become and the mm-hmm. more beautiful I become. And I like,
and that works against societal's impressions,
exactly.
especially femininity.
Yeah,
absolutely. So those would be the two artists who I would recommend if you're at all interested in sculpture and just identity in art.
Well, everyone has homework then to Google those four picks from Laura and Rena. And just to reiterate, you know, the work that they're doing and the things that are coming up. I mean, Body Doubles is on April 16th. What's the time?
The time is from 6 to 9.
From 6 to 9.
You can expect a film screening of several artists' films, pop-up food, generally a wonderful atmosphere at 130 Park Street.
Great. Yeah. And it's nopop.gallery.
Yep.
And Rena is going to be spending some time at Creative Arts Workshop. Finding Her Way is... It's lovely time of day from 1 to 2:30 on the 26th of March, which is next Saturday.